Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, August 29, 2011. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Pastor Tony Frazee from the Gateway Bible Church, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Chris Glover. Would you please stand for both the invocation and the pledge?
Father God in heaven, we ask your blessings, Lord, on our nation. We ask your blessings, God, on our troops deployed, those that are stateside. Bless them, protect them. We ask for your wisdom, your leadership, and your guidance, Lord, also on this level of government right here in Mesa, Arizona. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I forgot to mention, I believe the Vice Mayor is on the phone. Are you there, Scott?
Barely, but yes.
Barely. Okay. So Vice Mayor Scott Summers is joining us by phone. Thank you. I'd like to now introduce Mr. Mike Comstock and Frank. Well, I guess Mike, you can introduce Frank. Or are you just going to let him sit?
I think he was going to sit.
Okay.
He told me
Frank,
this was
sit.
He told me this was mine. So.
Mike Comstock.
Mayor, council members, good evening. If I may, just a little bit of background about the American Public Gas Association, and then a little bit of information about the ward that you see here on the podium. The American Public Gas Association was formed in 1961 and has over 700 members in 36 states. The APGA represents the interest of public gas before Congress, federal agencies, and other energy-related stakeholders by developing regulatory and legislative policies that further the goals of its membership. In addition, APGA is the only nonprofit trade association and organization that represents America's publicly owned natural gas local distribution companies, LDCs is the acronym for that, such as the City of Mesa. APGA organizes meetings, seminars, and workshops with a specific goal to improve safety, reliability, operational efficiency, and regulatory environment in which the public gas systems operates. The members of APGA are owned and are accountable to the citizens they serve. This year, in July, at the annual meeting of APGA's membership in Memphis, Tennessee, Councilwoman Higgins was elected to the Board of Directors for APGA and will continue to represent Mesa's interest in natural gas issues at the national level, as others from the City of Mesa have done since 1963. At that meeting in Memphis, Councilwoman Higgins accepted this award on our behalf. The Safety Management Excellence Award is presented by the American Public Gas Association to only one of its 700-plus members each year who have shown their commitment towards safety. The award here today is a result of the dedicated work of the women and men of the Energy Resources Department. Each day, the members of Energy Resources create a culture of safety to work within. This process accentuates workplace safety, focuses on reducing hazards in and around the worksite, creating a confidence that all injuries can be avoided by thinking through and planning decisions which will lead to a safe worksite. Each person works each day to leave the workplace as he or she came in that morning, injury-free and healthy. The results of this effort have been recognized by the American Public Gas Association in this award. From July 2008 through October of 2010, the Gas Division of Energy Resources Department worked 810 days without a lost time accident. That's almost 600,000 work hours without an injury. Unfortunately, in October of 2010, we had one day lost time accident, and the count started again, and to date, these individuals have worked 307 consecutive days without a lost time accident, a remarkable achievement. Mayor, members of the council, on behalf of Frank McCray, Energy Resources Director, and myself, thank you for the opportunity to bring this award forward to you and hear the great work being accomplished by these dedicated members of the city's Energy Resources Department. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. And Frank, Hold it, Mike. Lily wants us to take a picture with the award, which is I would love to do. And Mr. McRae, if you'd come up here also. There, see, we got him out of his seat. But no, Frank and Mike do a great job of leading this area. And we have an incredible group of employees who are really dedicated to providing the highest level of service. And the thing the reason I know that is that I hardly hear of them. And it's generally that's generally the case when they're doing their job and they're doing it well. They don't cause a lot of concern. And it's only when they don't do it is when we hear about it. And I hardly ever hear about them except for the way that they really do come together and provide a high level of service. A very important part of the services we provide, not only here in Mesa, but in this case, extending outside the city limits. So thank you so very much. And we'll get a picture. Danny, open down. We also have the opportunity to celebrate some more successes, and this is always fun to do. We always enjoy celebrating the good things that are going on in our community, and believe me, there are a lot of good things going on, not only with city government, but in the community as a whole. You know, we've talked a lot about, and certainly I've talked a lot about building a better Mesa, and part of that, or a large part of that, is the investment that our citizens make in their community, and there's many ways that citizens can invest in their community. They do it through volunteering, through contributing, whether it be with the city or with their group or in their neighborhood group or school or church or wherever. And in Mesa, we have an abundance of that activity. We also have when people take pride in ownership and they really invest in their properties. And they do this through an expenditure of money, but also through real sweat equity, through getting out there and cutting the grass and trimming the flowers and pulling the weeds and that kind of stuff. And you know, we all know these properties in our own neighborhood where an owner took extra pride and extra care to really bring their property to life and hopefully shame everyone else on the block, but in a good way, because they've really gone the extra mile. And this effort, this extra effort, this investment truly does elevate not only their home, but an entire street, an entire neighborhood, hopefully an entire city. So we'd like to recognize a few of these people who we believe have truly invested in their community through the pride they've shown in their personal property and the effort that they've put forth. And we'd like to invite Ms. Christine Zelanka, who's the director of our Development Services and Department of Development and Services and Sustainability.
Development and Sustainability. Enough?
Yeah, that too. Both of them. Great. All of the above. And she will take it from here.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. Mesa is the first city in Arizona and possibly the country to have an exceptional properties campaign. This project was actually suggested by one of our code officers, Sam Jebson, as a way to really reach out and acknowledge residents that take exceptional care of their properties. We initiated the effort last year. We came to you and asked for your approval and endorsement, and you gave that to us wholeheartedly. We have a panel, a citizens panel, that actually selects the final award winners, and nominations are provided by our employees, other employees in the city, and also residents. The property owners will be announced on a quarterly basis. They receive a yard sign, actually, that will go in their front yard for 3 months, and they will receive a plaque, which is what they're going to do tonight. Our first recipient tonight is for commercial property, Mr. William Barnhart, if you'd like to step up here. And we've got a picture, I think, up on the monitor of Mr. Barnhart's property. I think anybody that's driven down Country Club recognizes
Center Street,
this property. Mr. Barnhart took an old vacant studio and through sweat equity, did all the ironwork yourself, has an amazing collection there, has really made an exceptional facility in that area. So Congratulations, Mr. Barnhart. And presenting the certificate will be Councilmember Glover and the mayor.
I would just like to have a go on the record that one of the things that allowed me to build this building was the fact that the city stepped up and they bought one of my sculptures. The two horses that sit on Center and Main were mine, and the funds that I used, that I received from that purchase, enabled me to buy the lot and to start building the building. So by the city investing in artwork, it's coming back to them.
Okay, our next two recipients are residential property owners. The first to be recognized are Edward and Gisela Baker, if you'd come up. They live on Olive Circle, and their home is going to be showing up here very quickly. The property was nominated as being an oasis in the middle of their neighborhood. If you'll notice the incredible landscaping, and I'd like to point out that Mrs. Baker does most of the work herself. She is both the brain and the brawns behind the operation and just does a beautiful job. So congratulations. And presenting this certificate will be Chris Glover, or Councilmember Glover, excuse me, and the mayor. Our next residential property owners to be recognized are Joe Miracle and Kent DeYoung, if you'd like to come up, please, for their home on South El Marino, and their property is going to show up here pretty quickly. This was nominated by the Dobson Ranch Homeowners Association, and in their letter, the HOA described the exceptional courtyard entry that you'll see out here. Presenting the certificate to Mr. Miracle and Mr. DeYoung will be District 3 Council Member Dennis Kavanaugh and the mayor. Our final recipient this evening is being recognized for their creative property, which is coming up. Irving and Mary Lou Hischke, if you'd like to come up. This is a truly unique property, and I'd like to point out that Mr. Hischke has done an incredible amount of artwork here. He's made small ants and butterflies that are around the property, and this is truly an exceptionally maintained property in their particular neighborhood, and they've done just a great job of that. So presenting the certificate to the Hischkes will be District 2 Councilmember Alex Winter and the mayor. Congratulations to all four of our recipients of the first Extraordinary Properties campaign. I also wanted to thank two people on my staff, Trudy Arledge and Sam Jepson, who pulled this all together and have done a really excellent job of working with everyone. I also wanted to acknowledge our community members who volunteered to be on our selection panel. Those folks are Linda Flick, Cynthia Dunham, Pat Gilbert, Kristen Howe, and Stephanie Wright. We're accepting nominations for the next group of extraordinary properties, and if you'd like to nominate a property, you can go to Mesa Extraordinary Properties at mesaaz.gov. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Christine. And thanks to all of you. I thought it was really interesting when you saw how you had some older buildings, some newer buildings, but they all had the same common touch of, you know, TLC and people taking what they had and making it something very much better, improved. So thanks to staff for following through with this, and thank you so very much to our residents for giving us some really great examples of people who care and who invest and who take pride in Mesa. Thank you. Appreciate it. The next item on the agenda is our consent agenda. And the consent agenda will be read in by Kevin Christopher.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Mesa Preservation Foundation, one-day charitable event, Tuesday, September 13th, 1445 West Southern Avenue. Item 4A, act on contract for purchasing additional software for the Mesa Police Department's COPLINK system. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase 7 replacements and 3 additional vehicles for the police department. This is funded by the fiscal year 11-12 Citywide Vehicle Replacement Fund. Item 4C, act on dollar limit increases for contract for diesel engine parts and services and automotive and equipment parts for fleet services. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase a replica pterosaur Quetzalcoatlus for the Arizona Museum of Natural History. Item 4E, act on contract for building energy efficiency projects. Funding's available in the fiscal year 11-12 Environmental Capital Program and from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act stimulus funds. Item 4F, act on contract for Ellsworth Road and State Route 24 freeway water line and wastewater line. Funding's available in the fiscal year 11-12 water and wastewater bond capital programs. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Maricopa County Department of Public Health to accept grant funds to continue the childhood immunizations programs. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute an award agreement with the State of Arizona Office of the Attorney General for the fiscal year 2012 Victims' Rights Program. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a task force agreement with the Drug Enforcement Administration. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a tactical diversion task force agreement with the Drug Enforcement Administration. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an agreement with the Arizona Department of Public Safety Victims of Crime Act to secure grant funds for the City Prosecutor's Office Victim Services Program. Item 5F, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an agreement with the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission through the Crime Victim Assistance Program to secure grant funds for the City Prosecutor's Office Victim Services Program. Item 6A, act on resolution to rescind Resolution 9665, recognizing City of Mesa as a local redevelopment authority for the disposition of the Air Force Research Laboratory at 6030 South Kent Street. Item 6B, act on resolution authorizing city staff to request the Department of Defense Office of Economic Adjustment recognize the City of Mesa as the Mesa Redevelopment Authority for implementation of the reuse plan for the Air Force Research Laboratory at 6030 South Kent Street. Item 6C, act on resolution authorizing formation of the Mesa Redevelopment Authority Executive Board for implementation of the reuse plan for the Air Force Research Laboratory at 6030 South Kent Street. Item 6D, act on appointments to the Mesa Redevelopment Authority Executive Board. Item 7A, introduction of ordinance amending Title 8, Chapter 2 of the Mesa City Code related to particulate pollution sources. Item 7B, introduction of ordinance amending Title 8, Chapter 5 of the Mesa City Code related to stormwater pollution control. Item 8A, act on ordinance regarding A11-01, annexing land on the south side of the 9600 block of East Brown Road. And item 9A, act on subdivision plat at Sunland Springs Village Unit 7, Phase 2, the 11,100 to 11,400 blocks of East Guadalupe Road, east and south of Signal Butte and Guadalupe Roads. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item that a member of the council would like removed from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove an item from the consent
agenda? No requests,
Mayor. Okay. Before we go on, I'd just like to say one thing, and that is on item 6 D, appointments to the Mesa Redevelopment Authority Executive Board. We have a couple of those appointees in the audience, and I'd like to thank them for their service. We have Dr. Rick Shangroff from Arizona State University, who's a Senior Vice President for the Office of Knowledge Enterprise Development. I don't know how you get that on a business card, but it sounds good. It's hard. And we have Mr. Brian Campbell, who's a member, Mesa resident member of our Economic Development Advisory Board, and also serves on the Greater Phoenix Economic Council Board. And those two will be joined by our Economic Development Director, who's a designee of the City Manager, Mr. Bill Jevgeniak, and also Mr. Tony Hamm, who's the site leader and Director of Operations for Boeing and Mesa, and Lieutenant General retired John Regney, who's with the Science Foundation's Arizona Aerospace and Defense Initiative and has been instrumental in working with us to bring the Air Force Research Lab dream and vision that we had almost to fruition. We're almost there, a couple more weeks. We've worked diligently with a lot of people. Brian Campbell had a lot to do with it. ASU helped us out a great deal. And we look at this as simply the beginning of hopefully a great relationship between among a lot of different parties to bring to fruition that which we think the Air Force Research Lab, which hopefully the first task will be to get a new name for the former Air Force Research Lab, and that's the first task they have. But we've brought together what we believe is a great group of people that are committed to the success of this facility and committed to making this one of the prime spots in Arizona that will hopefully serve as a magnet to bring together aerospace research and help drive the job creation and the economic development that we hope in the Gateway area, of course, with the airport and ASU Poly being a centerpiece to that. So that's my comments. So are there any other comments on the consent agenda? Okay, please vote. Vice Mayor Summer, sorry about that. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me announce, we had a motion by Councilmember Cavanaugh and a second by Councilmember Glover. Vice Mayor, your vote?
Aye.
The votes are 7-0 in the affirmative, and the motion, consent agenda is a pass, the motion passes. Thank you very much. The next item on the agenda is item 5G, and Councilmember Fenter, I believe.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor. I wanted to recuse myself. I have recused myself from any discussions on this matter. I have a family member that has a business relationship with a farmer that has the farm right next door to this property, and I thought it best I not be involved at all just to avoid any appearance. So I've kept myself out of that discussion. So thank you, Mayor.
Thank you very much. And item 5G is approving and authorizing the city manager to sell approximately 635 plus or minus acres of land at the northeast corner of Randolph and Northdale Roads in Pinal County to First Solar, Inc., for $15,500 per acre, totaling approximately $9,842,500. And the reason why this is approximate is because the final acreage will be determined by an ALTA survey that will be performed and has not yet been performed. So we anticipate that it'll be plus or minus in the in 635 acres, but that will be determined by the that survey. We have a motion to approve from Councilmember Cavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Glover. Is there any discussion? Please vote. Vice Mayor, your vote.
I vote aye.
Yep, I guess we need to vote again. We've disappeared now. Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion carries 6-0 with Councilmember Fenter recusing himself due to a potential conflict of interest. The motion carries. Next item is item from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak? Okay. Being none, we have a motion from Councilmember Glover to adjourn, a second from Councilmember Dina Higgins. Sorry, Dave, next time maybe. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Vice Mayor, you can go home, or you can go back to work now.